And running mates of disqualified GCPP presidential aspirants John Ameka says the party did every correction on the nomination forms and does not know why the EC chairperson, Mrs. Salatose, decided to disqualify them. He said for lack of time, the party will not challenge the case in court, but they will meet and examine the policies of the qualified parties and ask their followers to vote for a party of their choice come December 7.
From the beginning, we know that we have just 2-3 mistakes which we have to correct. And we were there. We left the office 8 p.m. in the night. All others were served quickly and they left. So when we came, we noticed that we have to go around for some people to sign our document because most of our mistakes are unsigned portions of the nomination form.
So was that why you were disqualified finally?
I would say is we corrected all those mistakes as sent. When the woman was speaking yesterday, when the commissioner, the chairperson for the commission was speaking yesterday, she did not explain the reasons for the disqualification. She only just said, we were not able to meet LI 94, a certain section of the LI 94, of which demands that we have two people nominating the presidential candidate. We are here to know the actual reason. But in all this, we have decided to take it as it has come, because the country is more important than our party to say that we are going to fight this fight again, because time is not on our side for the elections that we are going to hold this year. So what we have decided to do is to make sure we organize ourselves as a party and become stronger and stronger for other times to come. But currently, because we are a political animal, we are going to meet, we are going to take a decision as to what we have to do next, because we cannot let our rank and file go without direction.
Running mate of disqualified GCPP presidential aspirant, Joe.